welcome everyone to another edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and we have a very exciting next 35 to 40 minutes that we're going to cram in here and have some tons of fun. And thank you, Katie, for being so patient and agreeing to be on the call, for starters. And Katie Taylor is our guest. And Katie, you've been a wellness consultant for how long, how short now?
Actually, I got into NECAN almost 20 years ago.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I've been in NECAN, out of NECAN, and back in NECAN. But I never left NECAN. See, there's a difference.
So as far as your active, I'm guessing what you mean by that is your active participation, as far as sharing the products with people or building the business, or did you actually re-sign up a couple times?
Well, my first organization actually slid away from
okay.
the top. And when they slid away, then I slid away with them. I didn't have really a choice about that.
Okay.
So now I'm with Paul and Jamel Barden.
Uh-huh.
And happy to be there. And so, yeah, but, you know, sharing the vision, I never left that, even if I didn't have an account. And it wasn't that long that I didn't have an account.
Sure.
So, but, you know, sharing the products and using the products, I never left that.
So you weren't in the
ingrained in me.
You weren't in the proverbial timeout box
no.
for much too long. What was originally, 20 years ago, what was the original attraction that said to you, you know, I need to be a part of this?
My husband, who has since passed away. Well, actually, my story started in Vietnam. When Don got bit by a mosquito, he started in the Army when he was 16. And when he was in Vietnam, he got malaria, and he was very sick. And so months and months in the hospital there. And then eventually he got better. But what was hidden inside of him was a virus that attacked his heart. And so he retired from the service, and we met and married. And we were probably married for not but just 7 years. And he came home one day and said, you know, I don't feel very good. Well, teaching school, I was always more susceptible to getting the germs and bugs. And, you know, Don was always the pillar of health. And so when I said, oh, you're sick, and it was surprising. So we thought he had the flu. In 3 days, we went to the doctor because he wasn't getting better. And we came home with the diagnosis that he was in stage 4 cardiomyopathy, and the left side of his heart was completely missing.
And he was, okay, that's pretty extreme. Give us an age at this time for Don.
He was just in his mid-30s.
Okay, so that in itself is way not normal.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And, you know, the first question we ask is, well, then do we require bypass surgery? There's
mm-hmm.
nothing to bypass. The heart
right.
was gone.
Right.
So, and the right side had overcompensated for the left side, so they put him on a heart transplant list. And within 6 months, he had a heart transplant at the University of Washington. And nothing went right from the beginning, and it was a lot of complications, and every organ was compromised. And when you remove the immune system, everything that has been hidden in the body, in Don's case, came back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
So he became a shattered diabetic with blood sugars that ranged over 1300. Normal blood sugar should be 120.
Yeah, I was going to say, say that again, 1300?
1,345 was the first measure that they took, and it was actually higher the second time. So they just hit the button on the wall, and the whole hospital room exploded, doctors running
mm-hmm.
in, because he could have died instantly.
Right. And,
so,
and for people who don't know anything about blood sugar disorders or have never been around a diabetic or, you know, type 1 or 2 that check their blood sugar on a regular basis, you said ideally blood sugars should be in about the 100-120 range.
Correct.
Is there a cutoff, or literally the body, because your blood is converting to what's the name I'm looking for? Well, it's converting to pure sugar, basically.
Yeah, the glycogen.
Yeah, but isn't there a number that just says that humans should not be able to live at this point? Everything should completely shut down.
I think it's 500.
Okay. So
that's why.
He was almost triple what again, is normal.
Oh, yeah. And he walked into the hospital with a blood sugar like that.
Oh, my God.
So you can understand the man had an incredible constitution physically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the doctors were just like, I can't even believe this. Well, then came the high infections. Then came the nerve damage. And after that, within a short amount of time, he fell and broke his back.
Okay.
Because, you know, he couldn't feel where he was walking because his feet were completely numb.
Oh, sure.
So on went the cascading of the broken back, first, second, and third lumbar, right where you bend over.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's bedridden. And so I'm trying to cheat school, get a master's degree, just moved into a new home within, you know, a year of that. So,
and what did, before Don, I mean, before the day that Don came home and said he wasn't feeling well, and as you identified and said he was a pillar of health, what was he doing occupationally at the time?
Well, like I said, he had been in the service for 20 years.
Okay.
So he was a mechanic.
Uh-huh.
And then he worked for Renton School District as a mechanic.
Okay.
So
working on buses and vans?
No, he was more of a supervisory position.
Okay.
But oversaw a lot of the day in and day out of, you know, how the schools are run and maintenance department.
Oh, okay. So not just vehicular maintenance.
No, no.
But just, okay, got it.
Yeah, he was a supervisor. So, but because of his background in mechanics, you know, he could oversee all of the different departments. So,
he literally falls. Breaks his back, and, you know, complicated with all this other stuff, hard. He probably wasn't working. He probably wasn't ever leaving the home or the hospital at the time.
Yeah, before the heart transplant, we had just bought our house 6 months before that, and then Don came home, said he wasn't feeling well, and the doctor said, this was on a Friday, he said, Monday morning you will quit your job.
Mm. So they knew it was drastic.
Oh, yeah, well.
And not to make light of the situation, but, I mean, I'm just trying to paint the whole picture. So he falls and breaks his back. He's bedridden, basically. He's not going anywhere.
No.
And you're still teaching. You're trying to hold things together.
We had no balance. The pillars were crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to work in the morning, and, you know, I would set him up on all the IV work in the morning before I would go to work. Then I would come home at lunchtime and feed him. Then I would go back to work, and then I would come home and feed him dinner. Then I would go back to work to try to teach school. I mean, to try to finish correcting all my papers. So it was, and luckily I got a job that was close enough that I could go back and forth to the home. But, you know, you can't tell people at work that you're doing this. You just have to fly under the radar and, you know, continue to keep your job, because both of us couldn't lose our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, the kidneys are failing. The pancreas is acting up, the liver's shot, he's now on a list for a liver transplant, can't get out of bed, bones crumbling, back is breaking in further different places, and, you know, he's in level 10 pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't know what to do to help him anymore, and the doctors basically said, there's nothing more we can do for you, you know. So sorry, but, you know, your next step is going to be dialysis because your kidneys are shot. Well, the medications are very hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of what happened when he became a diabetic, he was allergic to all the sugar-free products. And so, unbeknownst to us, we didn't realize that that's what was actually shutting his liver down.
Mm-hmm.
So we made some arrangements as far as getting back on a healthier track, but there's only so much you can do. So a woman from the University of Washington kind of stepped up to the plate, and she said, have you ever thought of using magnetic therapy? And I said, you know, I read an article about it in a magazine, but I really know nothing about it.
So this is somebody coming from the medical community that actually suggested this to you.
She worked for the University of Washington, but she was more of an, she was more on the education side.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so...
And was she a wellness consultant or a distributor?
She was.
She was,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And who is this magic savior person that did this?
Her name was Donna.
Okay.
And at the time, Nikan really didn't have a lot of products. So she sent us home with a comforter and a pad, the Kinko pad, something for his shoes and a back flex. And so when I came home with this big black bag, I said, hey, Don, guess what? We're going to try some magnetic therapy. And he's like, no. It was kind of a vicious battle, but I won because he was really too sick to pull the stuff off of his bed. Mm-hmm. So
and he was, you said 37, 38 at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he also had terrible acid reflux, and which complicated things because that turned into Barrett's esophagus, which is a precancerous condition in the throat. And so as kind of a side note, Donna said, well, you know, you probably should drink more water. And she probably should have looked me square in the face and said, now, the most important thing I need to tell you here is you need to drink a lot of water.
And why, for people who don't understand that, getting on Neekin's products, why is that so imperative?
Because the products are a very unique technology, and they work immediately when you put them on the body. And one of the things that they help the body do is detoxify. And so Don went into a quick detoxification program, like the very first night. He was gurgling with acid reflux. It was the worst he had ever had. So day one through day five were pretty traumatic to his body.
True.
And so, you know, as the wife standing in the corner going, I don't know, drink more water, you know. So we really started chugging the water down, and it was so quick and so fast that by day five, Don says, I'm better. Mm-hmm. I said, really? In what way? Well, now he can get up, and it didn't take 20 minutes to get out of bed, to sit in a chair for 5 minutes to do a weight-bearing activity, and 20 minutes to get back into bed screaming and crying. Mm-hmm. The pain level was absolutely amazing, and he was able to get up and had some good mobility. So in the meantime, of course, we're battling with the University of Washington because they said, you will not use these magnetic products. And I found out it's better to get from forgiveness than permission.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they so opposed?
Well, they were concerned. When you're a heart transplant or any kind of transplant patient,
you
don't have an immune system.
Uh-huh.
You can't, because the body goes out and recognizes the organ that's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And as a foreign object, so the body actually releases white blood cells to go attack. And so, but the doctors agreed we had to connect a bridge between alternative medicine and Western medicine,
mm-hmm.
and do it in a hurry because there was quite the battle going on there. But they did agree that we could use the products for only 1 month, and they called me every single day to see if I had killed him. They had no faith. So there was a series of blood work that they did ahead of time and also a heart biopsy. And so we went back in a month's time where Don walked into the hospital and the doctor said, well, you say that you're better and you definitely look better, but you can't lie with blood. Your kidneys have improved tenfold.
Wow.
Well, we were mostly concerned about the back, so we had the big kind of question mark on her face, kidneys kind of a thing. And so the doctors were like, yeah, this is very, very impressive. And so they said, green light, use them and use them a lot.
Mm.
So about a month ago, I actually bumped into the same doctor that I had the argument with. And all he did was look at me and start laughing. And he goes, you and your crazy magnet saved Dawn. He was also the man that said, I'll talk to you about magnets when the door is closed, but when the door opens, I don't know you.
interesting. Safe. And those of us who have been around medical people understand that there's certain, you know, obligations they have and contracts and all that other stuff that goes into that. Now, I this is the next question that's going to, that is it just, I know it's on everybody's mind. You said that the doctors and the medical people said, you know, the blood doesn't lie. Which is, by the way, just a little commercial. If you've never read the book, what is the title of it? I'm looking over on my bookshelf by Ted Aloisio, Blood Never Lies, or is it Blood Doesn't Lie? Blood Never Lies, something along that line. You can get it on Amazon, or, you know, there's several Neekin vendors that have it by that same title, because it doesn't. So I'm guessing they ran some tests.
Oh, they ran a whole panel, believe me. They took more vials out of him then than they did before the transplant. Because they were really concerned about all aspects, livers and kidneys. And so every panel that went with a kidney function, you know, his BUN and his creatinine levels and all of those things. But what was the great thing is that when the body started to rejuvenate, every organ started to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything down to, you know, how the intestines were functioning. And, you know, the gut is just so important, because part of what Don's problem was is that when the medications would come into his system, they had to be utilized.
Sure.
And all of that medication had to go directly to the correct source. So, you know, with a broken back, I would have given $1 million to have the osteodance during that time.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the back really, really was a big problem through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once one organ started to rejuvenate, everything else just started. It was like a well-run machine.
Mm-hmm.
And our lives improved. And, you know, during those times, I'll back up, during those times, the doctors, when they sent us home, you know, maybe 6 to 8 months, because everything was cascading so quickly. And he lived 12 years longer than the doctors had expected. Now, keep in mind that the first year of the transplant, all of this happened, and the list goes on and on. I just told you about the diabetes, the rest of it. I could spend another half an hour telling you the complications, but the great part of this is the complications went away. The acid reflux was a non-issue because of the fabulous comforter. He was able to get off of a lot of medication, which, again, helped the whole body system, because he wasn't being bombarded with the side effects from those medications, and the doctors were very, very impressed. So we went from living in a hospital to actually being able to stay home and have a real life.
And that's exactly what a lot of people don't. I think sometimes we forget that when the body, as Don's case, would literally start shutting down and the organs aren't functioning like they're supposed to, that we forget, we take health for granted sometimes. And it's when things aren't at their, you know, 100% that we realize that, wow, okay, what is going on? Now, I have to ask the question, when he walked back in the hospital, they ran the myriad of tests. What was his blood sugar level at that point? Do you remember?
Well, his blood sugars, you're going to love this. Over time, Don's blood sugars improved to the point where he no longer had to take insulin.
Holy smokes.
And he had normal blood sugars all the way across the board. So, of course, the doctors look at me and they're like, Kate, you don't become a non-diabetic once you're a diabetic, especially when Don, his blood numbers were just off the charts,
mm-hmm.
and he could have died in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, run the panel, because they can run those blood panels that they can check what your blood sugars are for a whole month.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, my gosh, this is a miracle. So, you know, if you can imagine normal blood sugars were 800, mm-hmm. 5 to 800.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing vials of insulin just to kind of, so he could eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because during those times when his blood sugars were 5 to 800, he was still in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when your blood sugar's 500 and then you want to eat something?
Mm-hmm.
So,
normally you can't, can you? I mean,
well, you sure have to load up on a lot of insulin to cover the food that you're putting into your body.
Right.
So what would I have done to have the green barley grass? What would I have done to have the Siaga? You know, it would have been so great, because nutritionally his stomach, he was so sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was, I mean, just with the whole problem, he ended up with a lot of gastrointestinal problems where he vomited a lot. He'd eat dinner and throw up. So nutritionally, I was just struggling to try to keep enough. I juiced every vegetable that I could think of, because that juicing was the only thing that really would keep him going. How much would I have given for green barley grass
right.
in the Siaga? It would have been so beautiful.
And you say that. Explain why it would have been so beautiful.
Well, first of all, you know, you're going to do the green barley grass on an empty stomach, and it's going to go right into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be instantly utilized by the entire body. And we know that our body heals through nutrition. But if you're not getting enough nutrition in, then the body, it doesn't have enough to rebuild. And the cells need to have all of those components to have nutrition coming in and have all the waste from those cells removed. So it just would have been a nutritional win for him. And it would have been easier for me because going to the grocery store and trying to buy all these vegetables and fruits and things and then juicing them, you know, it was very, very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then trying to get them in an organic form or
yes.
somewhat natural, it is a challenge. And that's right. And so you didn't have the Jade Greenzymes at the time, but at the same time you did make it work in the sense that you were able to do what you could nutritionally to bring it down, and your background being in health and having parents who taught, you know, health, just basically taught you to say, hey, look, we need to do something nutritionally. You can't just run into McDonald's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Not that nobody would ever do that unless you're crazy enough and you're named Morgan Spurlock and you want to make a movie called Super Size Me, which most of us have seen and don't want to be reminded of that. But bottom line, we can heal our bodies with the nutrients that are available, and I love the way you stress that you put the jades in first thing in the morning, first thing of the day, because literally it sets the body up to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a brilliant explanation. And trying to be able to explain that to people is really kind of difficult for me because I've been doing it for years, and I just do it because I know that that's what gets me going in the morning. Half a teaspoon under my tongue, and I'm good to go.
Well, the jade greenzymes have almost the same chemical compound as your blood, so it's a real fit. You know, it enriches the blood. It's great for people with, you know, iron levels that are below normal. And you know, the other part of it is when I do the Nican products, I know that the balance is already there. You know, when you're doing carrot juice, it's like, ooh, is that too many carrots?
Sure.
Because when you're a heart transplant patient, whether you're a heart person, because you have cardiomyopathy, you have to really watch your sodium levels. And you're only allowed so much sodium in a day. And so everything in our house was all natural and fresh and,
sure.
you know, as organic as we, you know, we had a garden too. But what it does is it reduces the amount of brain work that you need to put into it. You just know that the compounds are balanced the way they should be.
Mm.
So it makes it easier to be on track nutritionally when you're doing the Nican products.
And I know, Katie, right now, because I'm curious, the rest of the story for Don, you stated a couple times now that he lived 12 years beyond what they said, from the point when, how did you phrase it, they said there was nothing that they could do for him. And basically, and we've heard that before. It's not a common thing, and I think maybe we should throw in here, too, that you're not making any medical claims. Just because this was Don's experience does not mean that everybody who's had a heart transplant who gets on Nican products is going to have the same or similar results, because I'm not a medical person. You're not a medical. We can't do that. We don't have a license to practice medicine. However, that being said, we have to take ownership of our own bodies and make a decision for ourselves. And you were kind of a maverick, pioneer of sorts, when you stepped out there and said, you know, I will beg for forgiveness rather than get permission for my husband's life here. And it obviously turned it around, and he was functioning. He was had some sort of normality. However, you're still doing everything. The rest of the story, so to speak.
You mean the rest of the story, Nican, going forward, what those 12 years looked like?
Yeah.
Wow, it was amazing. well, because of Nicole, who was the first granddaughter born, that was actually the reason Dawn even agreed to the heart transplant. So today she's 20. And during those 12 years, we actually bought a motorhome. We traveled. Don was able to join up with the VFW in our community, and he did service work. And he actually set up a program for Voice of Democracy through the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
He went out to a school. He found three or four schools, and they all participated in a VFW writing contest about how great America is. And the group that he had selected and worked with, they actually won. And so he was able to give back to his community, which was so important to him.
Wow.
He did volunteer work for the Des Moines Police Department. And so when you have that kind of life, and he actually got to know well four of his grandchildren. So what a gift that would be. And the grandchildren today still have great memories of their grandfather, and none of that ever would have taken place if Donna hadn't stepped out of her comfort zone and said, gosh, maybe I should share this gift that I have with Donna Katie. She could have said, well, let's see. He has really bad cataracts. His liver's failing. His heart's failing. His kidneys are failing. He has a broken back. And, nah, I don't think there's any help for him. He's probably too far gone. And anyone else probably would have come to that conclusion because everyone else in the medical field had already gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when everybody else had, you know, kind of thrown in the towel, and who would have thought that something so easy that you'd put on your bed and cover up with and wear in your shoes, because that's really all the products that Nikan had at that time, would have such a dramatic impact on his body and a complete turnaround where diabetes, the blood sugars over 1,300, went back to completely normal. I mean, it's if it weren't my story, I would say, you're kidding me. It just doesn't sound like it could ever be nothing more than just a bunch of inflated great stories. But
but
because for me, I have all the documentation through the University of Washington. And, you know, there's a lot of fear that goes along with being healthy.
Sure.
There's a lot of, and that sounds almost backwards, but there's a lot of fear that goes along with being healthy. And, you know, the doctors at the University of Washington wanted him to be healthy, but their fears were such that they said, if you do this technology, we're going to cancel you.
Mm.
We're going to take away your medical coverage.
Sure.
And so what do you do then? Do you not try something? So in our case, we kind of figured, well, you know, you're going to cancel this anyway because you've only given us 6 to 8 months, so, you won't have to worry about that. We won't be here anyway. So we had to buck up against the medical profession, which wasn't easy to do.
Sure, and it's not that we would endorse that because we're not making medical claims. However, we have to, as the Nikan presentation says, if you want to, we have to take responsibility.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, that it's not normal. But what's normal for here in North America may not be the norm for, you know, Asia or Japan, where the bulk of our technologies have come out of. You know, Katie, you said something just a few minutes ago, and I'm glad you just kept talking because I got choked. I'm not even a grandfather. However, I know a slew of people that are grandparents. And as you said, four grandchildren got to know their grandfather. I mean, that in itself was worth it all, in my opinion. And
well, let me tell you, my oldest grandson, Aaron, he is graduating from high school this year. And one of the great things that came from them living with a grandfather who had no immune system, they learned very quickly about prevention, how to wash your hands, how to wear a mask sometime when you're around grandpa because you're not feeling too good. Why grandpa wears a mask sometime? And my grandson, just graduating from high school, already has a year and a half of medical education in the Arizona School District. He's going to be a doctor. And he says, I'm going to fix people just like the people that fixed my grandpa. So, you know, it's bringing on a new level of awareness for health for them for the rest of their lives, because they understand that prevention is the key to having a healthy life, and they've seen the dramatics that take place when someone is very sick. And so, you know, it's all about Nikan and our entire family, because when you take charge of your health, you leave a footprint for others to follow. And there's no hypocrisy in this. You can't say, oh, yeah, these Nikan products are great. No, I don't really use them.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear they're good. I mean, this is ingrained in every aspect of our life. And so my mom is going to be 89 in July, and my father recently passed away, but I was moved into the house to take care of my dad at the same time. And my mom was very sick. We didn't know maybe they were going to die at the same time. It was very crucial and critical. And my mom can now walk 2.2 miles with me up and down very steep hills.
And she's how young?
She's 80. She'll be 89 in July, and she has gone from being a very, very sick woman to a woman who has vitality and energy. And I did the same thing in this household when I moved in. I said, this is a Nikan wellness home. This is how we sleep. This is the air we breathe. This is the water we drink. This is the nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to set a footprint. And other people who now look at my mom, they're saying to us, what did you do to your mom? She's amazing.
What have you got her jacked up on?
I know it.
Must be some advances Ethiopian coffee or something, huh?
Well, I can tell you what she's off of. Because she was on the prescription slippery slide.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it's kind of like you just have to live and by example and let other people follow if it's something that they are interested in. And, you don't have to say too much. You just live this life full of vitality and energy. And she giggles about it. She says, oh, I wear these magnets in my shoes.
I don't know if it works or not. Exactly. I don't know what's really going on, but I put these crazy bumpy things in my shoes. My daughter told me to do it.
I wear this around my neck.
I can only imagine. Katie, you said something, and I need to repeat this while we've still got a few minutes left. When we take care of our health, we leave a footprint for others to follow. I think it's so vital because hearing and looking back over your last, two decades, your journey with Nikan, it really is about that. When we first take care of our own selves, then we can go out and model that for others. We can live the five pillars of health, and it is a balance. And I can tell just from the way you communicate, the way you've shared your story, that as you started out this conversation, you said things were completely out of balance. There was no life. I mean, you can't have a life dealing with where Don was at compared to where he got to live those 12 years and have a sense of balance, giving back to the community, living out what a healthy society is, and the healthy family. We can go right on down the list. Where do you see things going? I know you said you're taking care of your mom. What's the future hold for Katie Taylor?
Well, one of the most important things in my life right now is my dedication to giving back to society. And I have several people that I'm working with, and I'm just going to continue to share what was shared with me, and that is the gift of Nikan. And people that are on board, they're just so excited about what they can do for themselves and how they can share that with others. So I've got a great network of people. We just love each other, and we're just loving it up and trying to do what we can to help those around us. And we're just trying to get the word out that prevention is the most important thing that we can do. I have some very good friends who recently were diagnosed with cancer, and it's amazing how they've turned their lives around, and they're making changes to benefit their lives. And I'm thinking, wow, wouldn't that be just such a concept if people actually practiced those things before they got sick?
Sure.
So that's kind of what we're working on, is stay healthy today, live a fabulous life. I tell people, I said, I've been on both sides of the medical field, and I can tell you which side I want to stay on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How's the phrase go? Wellness home or nursing home, basically?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we've made our choice, and we have that opportunity to do that day in and day out. And, Katie, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have heard you share your story, both in the Seattle area and now on this call. Any suggestions that you would encourage us as people? Maybe we're not going through something as extreme as what you and Don experienced as a result of, being bit by a mosquito that literally, started the whole journey, and there's other, factors that went into that. But maybe things aren't that extreme, but we come across people that we know, that we care for, that are friends, that they are going through it. What's the best thing that you would suggest to get our foot in the door without, you know, literally saying, here, I'm going to loan you this entire wellness home. Where do you start? Any thoughts, any tips on that?
Well, where do you start with a common person? My thinking, and this is my practice and how I approach people today, is ask questions. If people are interested in knowing more about health, or if they have some health concerns, they're going to be pretty quick to share. Most of the people that I know have at least one area of their life that they'd like to improve. Maybe it's financial, because they're finding that the most important determinant of health is stress,
mm-hmm.
whether that comes from physical stress or financial stress. Stress is one of the biggest keys. 70 million people suffer from sleep deprivation. So you would find at least one aspect of a person's life that they would like to improve.
Is that statistic worldwide or just in North America, do you know?
I think it's just in North America.
Okay.
But, you know, when you sleep, you build bone matrix. And mm-hmm. your bones are the most important part of your body, really, because that's where you get your immune system from. And so good bone structure is more important than, I think, anything, because we operate from that area. And so I do bone health seminars, and I talk a lot about bones because that's where we get our calcium for our heart and
sure.
our brain. Very, very important system in our body.
And that's why the osteodense is so imperative.
Oh, it's so huge. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the concerns that I have is we have a lot of cell phone radiation going on,
mm-hmm.
and the body heals. Actually, our magnetic earth protects us from radiation, and everybody needs to have this technology because man used to walk on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that anymore. We have cell phones. We have computers. We have cell phone towers around us,
mm-hmm.
and that, I believe, is really stealing our energy. And I can tell you more about that.
Yeah, we could do a whole call just on that. The
exactly.
environmental hazards that we live with day in and day out, and we could keep putting up more. Yeah, anyways, I'm not going
to
go
and
in.
And younger kids are using cell phones
mm-hmm.
next to their heads. So
yeah,
I
and
think
just as a commercial, I will get Curtis Bennett, who most of us know him as the thermal imaging guy. He is doing tests and has been for months now proving how even the simplest use of mag steps in kids who are glued to a video screen, playing video games, whatever, and how their test scores have plummeted in school, put mag steps in their shoes, and how their entire lives are being turned around. But that's just a little commercial.
Right. I flew to Florida to meet Curtis because I was so impressed with his work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. So knowing that I have high-speed internet running through my house whether I want it or not,
sure.
The best way that I can offset any physical ramifications because of that is to sleep on a magnetic mattress, cover up with a far-infrared comforter,
mm-hmm.
and have the day and nighttime use from the Nikan products.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a choice of how much of that cell phone tower, cell phones, computers, is directly affecting me. I can't control how much the cell phone is against my head, but I think that the best way to dodge the big bullet that is affecting our health is to protect yourself at night when you're sleeping and use them during the day. And so from that aspect right there, I think there's a lot of people that are getting more and more concerned. There's more articles in the paper about brain cancer
mm-hmm.
and such. So, I think that is, again, good prevention.
Yep.
And start with prevention first.
Sure.
Don't wait till you get sick.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the bottom line. We don't want to live in the mode of fear, and we don't want to say,
mm-hmm.
look, you know, you better start wearing these insoles and putting a power band necklace around your head, or else you're going to get brain cancer. We don't, that's not who Nikan Wellness Consultants are.
No.
We've never been that way. And that being said, hey, we never know what we're going to prevent by just utilizing and benefiting and enjoying the wellness home. So.
Well, it's all increasing your energy levels, and so people feel the difference when they wear them on their bodies. They say, oh,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just all around good practice.
Sure. And you obviously lived that out, and you've been doing that, for, as I mentioned, for the last two decades, and really kind of pushing the envelope of what you can do and enjoy it, and it affected your husband, it affected your grandkids, it's affecting your mom. hum. I mean, so many things. And again, we forget that, how powerful these products, these technologies are. We just, you know, need to do our part. Katie, looking at the clock, I know we could continue this conversation literally all day, because you're literally captivating to converse with.
Oh, you're
with.
So nice.
No, I'm just being honest, because you know a lot, not only about how the body works, but you know a lot about simply integrating what Nikan's given us into a daily life. It's not about, you know, changing everything. It's just about, you know, adding here and taking, you know, small corrections, little tweaks here, little tweaks there, but just utilizing what Nikan's given us in a day-to-day fashion. And you've answered all my questions, and that basically, bottom line, if we'll just continue to share,
mm-hmm.
as we come across people and say, have you thought about that? Just as the question that I believe you said Donna had asked you 20 mm-hmm. years ago, have you thought about using magnetic products? It's a great question, and I think we can continue to ask that. So, again, folks, Katie Taylor has been our guest today. And, Katie, what I'm going to do, just to keep your life somewhat balanced, if people email me or they call me, and would it be okay if I gave out your, if they contact me, would it be okay for me to give your email address if they think it would be really beneficial? Maybe they've got a scenario with a spouse or a family member or friend who's just drastic, and they think a three-way conversation with you would seal the deal. Would that be okay?
Oh, I'd be happy to help.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to do that. I've got your email address. So if you think that would be the key to just basically do the, you know, seal the deal. First, the easiest way, if you think what Katie has shared has been beneficial to you, and you think that's what would be beneficial to a person out there who's dealing with blood sugar disorders, dealing with a heart issue, the list goes pretty much on and on. But for somebody to have a blood sugar level of 1,345,
yeah.
and live 12, I mean, that's just, that's nothing short of miraculous.
Well, and to have the diabetes completely go away was pretty shocking. The doctor's like, no way.
That's totally unheard of. So utilize this conversation, this conference call at www.saturdayamlive.com. That's the word Saturday, AMLive.com. And that'll link you right into Steve Crowfoot's website, and you can listen to the recording on any computer. Doesn't have to be a fancy one, just a basic computer with an internet. Doesn't even have to be high speed. But you can hear what we've been talking about. And again, if you need more, you want to get in contact with Katie, contact me, and then I'll be the filter, and we'll go from there. So, Katie, thank you again.
Thank you.
Taking time out of your schedule. I know this is going to be a huge benefit for not only the Nikan family, but people out there that don't know yet. And because what you've shared, and I'm looking back over my notes, I've got more work to do, because I know people who have fallen to any one of these categories that are dealing with things. And I'm not going to say that Nikan's going to heal them overnight. However, at least they can make a start so they don't have to go down the road of traditional prescriptions and all that other stuff. So,
well, the body knows how to heal itself. That's kind of just the end result. You
mm-hmm.
know, these complement because it aids the body in doing what the body knows
mm-hmm.
what's best. So,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I was comforted through the, you know, when I went to the University of Washington, I said, there's no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
They're safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're,
that's the beautiful part of that.
That is the beautiful part, because everything that Nikan has is 100% natural. It's from the earth. God gave it to us. They just took
exactly.
and figured out a way to hone it and get it into our homes. So,
that's right.
Thank you so much again, you guys. Again, the web address, the website is www.saturdayamlive.com. You can catch the recording of what we just shared. And until next time, have a great weekend, everybody. And if there's anything that I can do, don't hesitate to get in touch with me. Email me, call me, whatever. And I like the phone. I really do, as you guys can tell. So phone number, 503-695-5683. And I'm never too busy to assist anyone that needs help, or to try and connect you with people that can assist you in this way. So thanks again so much, Katie. Have a fabulous weekend. and everybody else. We look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning at 7 o'clock West Coast time, and we'll go from there. So bye-bye, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.